Imagine you build a time machine, right?
Yeah.
And you travel back 10 years and you burn the exact blueprints you used to construct it.
The ultimate sabotage.
Right. And by all human logic, the universe should just like instantly crash like a corrupted hard drive
Yeah.
because the cause of the time machine is gone. So the machine can never exist, which means you can't go back, which means the blueprints survive. It's just this fatal infinite error.
Yeah, I mean, human logic totally freezes at that contradiction. We view it as this unsolvable math problem that's permanently stuck on a chalkboard. But the cosmos, it doesn't use static chalkboards.
It's doing something else entirely.
Exactly. It uses dynamic flowing mechanics to actively resolve those errors on the fly. It ensures that the fundamental fabric of reality, never shatters.
Well, welcome to today's deep dive. We know you are the kind of listener who loves, looking under the hood of reality. You're someone who wants that aha moment of understanding complex physics without drowning in textbooks.
Which is exactly what we're aiming for today.
Yeah. And you share this incredibly dense, just fascinating document with us called 100 Cosmic Versions of Human Thought Paradoxes.
It's quite a read. The entire premise, it revolves around a concept called the ODECCT framework, which I know sounds totally intimidating.
Yeah, a little bit of alphabet soup there.
Right. But it simply stands for modeling closed causal timelines, basically loops in time using ordinary differential equations.
Okay.
In plain language, it takes static logical traps and turns them into like evolving physical systems. So think of a static contradiction as two cars locked bumper to bumper in a narrow alleyway.
They're just stuck.
They're stuck. The ODECCT approach is like adding an engine, a steering wheel, and the dimension of time. It allows them to maneuver around each other.
Got it. And today we are focusing entirely on the most like mind-bending section of those paradoxes from batch three, specifically time travel and causality.
The fun stuff.
The really fun stuff. We're going to unpack exactly how the universe's mechanical rulebook physically protects space-time from our wildest thought experiments. So, okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the classic grandfather paradox. You go back, you prevent your own grandparents from meeting, and suddenly you shouldn't exist. Our instinct is that this just breaks reality.
Right, but physics handles this through something called the Novikov self-consistency principle. Basically, the theory posits that the probability of any event occurring that would change a pre-existing outcome is strictly zero.
Strictly zero.
Yeah, the timeline must be mathematically consistent with itself. There's no other option.
See, in the past, I would have visualized that like a cosmic bouncer standing at the door of history, physically intervening, like the bouncer slaps the gun out of your hand or unplugs the time machine.
Right.
But that implies conscious intervention, right? What is the actual underlying physical mechanism
That's
enforcing
right.
this consistency? Because there's no bouncer.
No, there's no bouncer. We have to look at quantum probability. At the quantum level, particles take all possible paths to get from point A to point B. This is rooted in Richard Feynman's path integral formulation.
Okay.
So when you calculate those paths, the probability amplitudes the paths that lead to logical contradictions. They actually cancel each other out mathematically.
Wait, they just cancel out?
Completely.
Yeah.
It's less like a bouncer and more like, say, a river flowing around a boulder. The water, which is time, doesn't stop flowing. It naturally seeks the path of least resistance where the paradox doesn't obstruct it.
Oh, wow.
So, the gun jams
Yeah.
or a gust of wind moves the bullet. The physical constraints of reality naturally bend to ensure the history that already happened remains intact
Yeah.
because the mathematically surviving histories are only the ones where you fail.
The history that already happened is literally the only valid path the river can take. That's wild. But that principle gets even stranger when we move away from like hypothetical DeLoreans and look at actual astrophysical structures.
Yes.
This brings ER equals EPR into the picture. We are talking about connecting time travel to the actual behavior of black holes.
Right. So ER equals EPR is this massive theoretical bridge in physics. ER stands for Einstein-Rosen bridges, which are wormholes.
Okay.
And EPR is the Einstein-Podolsky-Rosen paradox, which deals with quantum entanglement. The proposition is that two black holes that are entangled across like vast distances of space might actually be connected by a physical wormhole on the inside.
A literal shortcut through space-time.
Exactly.
And since space and time are fundamentally woven together into a single fabric, traversing that shortcut could theoretically let you send information into the past.
It could. But that is exactly where the self-consistency principle shows its teeth.
The bouncer wakes up.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you attempt to send a message through that wormhole, that would create a paradox, like telling your past self not to build the wormhole communicator in the first place. Quantum mechanics violently intervenes.
Violently?
Yeah.
How so?
The instant a closed time-like curve forms, vacuum fluctuations, so virtual particles, they begin to loop through the wormhole infinitely. And this infinite buildup of energy causes the wormhole's throat to just instantly pinch off and collapse.
Boom.
Yeah, before a single bit of paradoxical information can pass through.
So the sheer buildup of energy acts as an automatic defense mechanism. The bridge physically crushes itself rather than letting the causality loop form.
The universe protects itself.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, though. If the universe rigidly prevents us from altering the past like that, we have to look at what happens when a piece of the timeline creates itself out of thin air.
The bootstrap paradox.
Yes. The classic example is, you know, a time traveler bringing Beethoven the sheet music for his Ninth Symphony. Beethoven copies it, centuries pass, and then the traveler takes that exact same sheet music back in time.
Right.
So the information exists, but nobody actually composed it. It feels like borrowing money from your future self to start a business, but where did the first dollar actually come from?
Well, to our linear way of thinking, it's a severe violation of the conservation of information. We demand a point of origin. But the source material maps this to a continuous, real-world process in quantum field theory called virtual particle pair production.
Okay, that's the idea that empty space isn't actually empty, right?
Far from it. The quantum vacuum is a chaotic, boiling sea of potential energy. Constantly, all around us, particles and their exact antiparticle twins just burst into existence out of nothing.
Just popping in.
Popping in. They borrow energy from the universe, exist for an unimaginably small fraction of a second, and then instantly collide and annihilate each other, which returns the borrowed energy back to the vacuum.
So the universe allows something from nothing loops. Provided the cosmic ledger balances perfectly at the end of the transaction.
Exactly.
So the information in the Beethoven sheet music is just like a macro scale version of a virtual particle. It loops into existence, fulfills its causal role, and the overall energy and information state of the universe remains perfectly balanced.
The origin is the loop itself. And understanding that loops can be self-sustaining leads us to a deeply related problem, the predestination paradox.
Right.
This is the scenario where trying to prevent a future event is the exact trigger that causes the event to happen. The future is essentially dictating the past.
Which feels completely backwards. I mean, we're hardwired to believe cause always precedes effect. Like, I drop a glass, then it shatters. The shattering doesn't cause me to drop the glass.
Right. And at a macro level, thermodynamics and the increase of entropy enforce that forward arrow of time. But at the quantum level, time symmetry is much more fluid. This connects predestination to the non-local causality we find in quantum entanglement.
Okay, so entangled particles share a unified state. If you measure one, you instantly know the state of the other, even if it's currently located in another galaxy.
Exactly. But what completely subverts our understanding of time is something called the delayed choice quantum eraser experiment.
Oh, this one bends my brain.
It's wild. In these setups, measuring a particle in the present actually dictates the path its entangled partner took in the past.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
The preparation state of the particle yesterday is entirely dependent on the measurement you choose to make today. The future and past are engaged in a dynamic two-way conversation. Cause and effect form a unified geometry rather than just a one-way street.
So causality isn't just a line drawn from left to right. It's more like a web where pulling on the right side tightens the threads on the left.
That's a great way to put it.
But up to this point, we've been treating reality as a single isolated timeline, a river that flows around rocks or a loop that sustains itself. But if quantum particles are taking every possible path simultaneously, then causality isn't just managing one timeline.
Yeah.
It has to be managing an infinite multitude of them.
Yeah, we are venturing into timeline splitting. This is often associated with the many worlds interpretation and Stephen Hawking's concept of the sum over histories. When we look back at history, we naturally assume there's a singular, definite series of events that led to this exact second. But Hawking's mathematical approach suggests the universe doesn't possess a single history. It actively possesses every possible history simultaneously.
So every time a quantum state is measured, like every time an electron spins up instead of down, the universe branches.
Yes. Both outcomes happen, just in separate, newly formed realities.
Which immediately triggers a massive existential question for anyone listening. I know it does for me.
Sure.
If the timeline is just an infinitely splitting tree and every conceivable outcome happens somewhere, does my concept of choice or fate even mean anything at all?
It's a heavy question. And this is addressed through Pulitzer's predestination paradox, which leans heavily on the mechanics of quantum decoherence. We have to separate the microscopic, chaotic quantum world from the macroscopic world we actually inhabit.
Okay, let's drill into decoherence, because that feels like the invisible bridge between the branching quantum realm and, you know, the solid, predictable world of cars and coffee cups.
Right. So in isolation, a quantum system exists in a superposition. It's doing all things at once.
Yeah.
But that system isn't truly isolated. It is constantly bombarded by heat, photons, gas molecules.
Stuff is always bumping into it.
Exactly. And as the quantum system interacts with its environment, information leaks out. The environment constantly measures the system, forcing those infinite overlapping possibilities to bleed away until only one classical definite outcome remains.
I like to think of this like a casino's profit margin.
Oh, interesting. How so?
Well, if one person walks in and plays a single game of roulette, the outcome is entirely unpredictable. That's the single quantum event. But if a million people play millions of games over the course of a year, the casino's profit is mathematically locked in. The chaos of individual unpredictable bets decoheres into a rock-solid predictable financial outcome.
That is a remarkably accurate analogy for statistical mechanics. The macroscopic timeline you experience, what you'd call your fate, is not a pre-written script.
It's just the math settling.
Exactly. It's an emergent property. It is the sheer statistical weight of trillions of quantum decoherence events happening every millisecond. You feel like you are on a singular fated timeline because the environment has already collapsed the alternatives by the time you perceive them.
So we've established how causality operates under the hood. Decoherence smooths out the branches, vacuum energy balances the loops, probability prevents contradictions.
It's quite an elegant system.
It really is. But let's scale this up. Let's look at how these rules govern the absolute extremes of the observable universe. Because what we physically see when we look through a telescope really challenges our basic perception of time.
Oh, absolutely. The time perception paradox highlights this beautifully. The universe isn't just vast. Space itself is actively expanding.
Right.
So when a distant galaxy emits light, that light has to travel across space that is stretching. And as the space stretches, the light waves stretch with it, shifting toward the red end of the spectrum.
Cosmological redshift.
Yeah.
And so not only does it take billions of years for the light to reach us, showing us the deep past.
The stretching of the light waves also means the rate at which we observe events is dilated. We are essentially watching ancient cosmic history unfold in extreme slow motion.
Slow motion.
Yeah. Supernovas that took days to explode in their local time appear to take weeks from our vantage point on Earth. We are entirely isolated from their causal present, forever trapped watching a delayed, totally distorted broadcast of their past.
And that isolation becomes incredibly violent when we introduce black holes. The information return paradox is, like, perhaps the most heavily debated causality problem in modern physics.
Without a doubt. Classical relativity tells us that anything crossing the event horizon of a black hole is gone forever. It's crushed into the singularity.
Nothing escapes.
Right. But quantum mechanics strictly forbids the destruction of information. The total information of the universe must remain constant to preserve causality.
Mm.
If information is truly lost, the entire mathematical foundation of quantum mechanics just crumbles.
But Stephen Hawking proved that black holes aren't entirely black.
Right.
Like, over billions of years, they leak energy Hawking radiation, and eventually they evaporate completely. So if the black hole disappears, does that leaking radiation carry the information of all the stuff that fell in?
That is the crux of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If the radiation carries the information out, we run into a contradiction with quantum entanglement.
How so?
Well, a particle falling in must be entangled with the radiation coming out, but it must also be entangled with the particles already inside the black hole. And quantum mechanics dictates that a particle cannot be fully entangled with two independent systems at the same time. It's a rule called the monogamy of entanglement.
Wait, monogamy of entanglement?
Yes. Essentially, a particle can only hold hands with one other particle.
Oh, so you have this mathematical tug of war. The particle is being pulled by the entanglement inside and the entanglement outside.
Exactly. And to resolve this and protect causal information, some physicists propose that the entanglement between the inside and the outside must be forcefully severed, snapped. And snapping that quantum bond releases an incomprehensible amount of energy. It creates a literal wall of blazing fire precisely at the event horizon.
A firewall?
A firewall. The universe essentially incinerates anything trying to cross the boundary, scrambling the information to preserve the laws of causality.
It completely reframes how I look at black holes. They aren't just cosmic vacuum cleaners. They are violent, active processing centers for the timeline.
The mechanisms of causality are not passive. They are energetic and absolute.
So this entire picture of an ancient, hyper-regulated timeline naturally sets up the final piece of the puzzle, the Fermi paradox. We're sitting in a 13.8 billion-year-old system.
Right.
The causal chain of cosmic chemistry should have produced countless advanced civilizations by now. The timeline should be incredibly noisy.
Yet we observe a cosmological great silence. And when we apply the lens of time and causality, the silence suggests a temporal boundary. There may be a great filter, an inevitable, highly probable evolutionary or technological bottleneck that terminates the causal chain of complex civilizations before they can become observable.
Considering the sheer scale of cosmic time dilation and the speed of light limit, civilizations might be flourishing, but their causal cones simply never overlap. We're living in a temporal blind spot.
We're isolated in the quiet suburbs of causality, entirely detached from the rest of the galactic timeline. We are geographically and temporally quarantined by the laws of physics.
We have covered immense ground today, dissecting how reality survives its own logical landmines. And I think the defining takeaway from everything we've discussed is a total shift in perspective.
I agree.
Human paradox is about time travel, whether it's altering history or summoning symphonies from nowhere. They only seem paralyzing because we view them statically, like equations frozen on a chalkboard.
But the cosmos is fundamentally dynamic. By introducing the flowing evolution of time, contradictions become navigable. Space-time geometrically avoids closed time-like curves. Vacuum energy balances the ledger of creation. And infinite branching realities collapse into a singular fate through decoherence.
Reality doesn't break. It relentlessly adapts. And there is a profound takeaway for you in all of this.
Definitely.
The next time you find yourself stuck in a mental loop, agonizing over a seemingly impossible contradiction in your own life or a decision that feels like a paradox, remember the physical mechanics of the universe you are a part of. The cosmos resolves infinite contradictions every fraction of a second, not by halting and overanalyzing, but through sheer dynamic forward momentum.
Momentum resolves what static analysis cannot.
Exactly. Sometimes the solution to a paradox isn't solving the static problem, it is simply moving forward through time. But we want to leave you with one final thought to explore on your own.
Ooh, this is a good one.
We've established how the universe rigidly enforces self-consistent histories and how the feeling of fate is simply the emergent static of quantum probabilities settling down.
A necessary mechanism for a stable reality.
Think about that the next time you experience a profound sense of déjà vu. That sudden, eerie certainty that you have lived this exact moment before. What if that isn't just a neurological misfire in your temporal lobe?
What if it's something bigger?
What if déjà vu is the physical sensation of the universe successfully recalculating? A subtle glitch you perceive in the exact moment the cosmos employs the Novikov self-consistency principle, rewriting a microscopic timeline you just unknowingly threatened to break, seamlessly stitching the blueprint of reality back together. Keep looking up, keep questioning the mechanics of everything around you, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.